Welcome to the Signature Eats Bakery. I'm Sig. We've got breads, pies, cookies, cakes, and absolutely no adventures.
I'm here! And I brought...
Oh, good! Bea, you can help.
Yeah. That's why I'm here. To help with baking.
Forget about the baking. This is way more important.
More important? You care more about this competition than the literal end of the world. What could be more important?
Important.
No, I'm pretty sure it's pronounced important.
Oh, Sig had a portent. An ill omen.
A super scary dream.
Wait, you had a vision? You have visions?
Only occasionally. It's kind of bundled up with the true sight. I can't control it. I had one right before I woke up and came straight here.
How bad?
Sig dreamed of a voice that said his past would become his future and go up in flames.
Yikes!
Yeah, exactly! Which is why I need your help trying to figure out who's trying to burn my life to the ground a month before I finally get to be in the Solar Guard baking competition! I mean, try to kill me on a normal day like everyone else. That's all I ask.
The voice did not say it would kill you.
He has a point. But I don't really think it's one of those things where someone says they're going to take you out and you think it's in the mob way, but really they mean on a date. There's not really a good way for things to go up in flames.
My thoughts exactly, which is why we need to figure out who from my past is coming to get me. I'd happy stop everything so we could work on this list of anything that might be coming back to bite me. But I'm thinking maybe an outside perspective could be good. When this stuff happens to you on a daily basis, it all kind of starts to seem normal. Maybe one of these will stick out to you.
Sure, if you think it'll help. Let me see. Wow, this is a long list. Is this for the past year?
This is just the past month.
Oh man, we're gonna be here for a while.
Yep.
Really pretty handwriting, though. This is, like, calligraphy.
You should direct the compliment at Happy. He's the one who wrote it.
Really?
He keeps better track of this stuff than me because he has to report back to his bosses in the Abyss.
That doesn't explain the calligraphy.
I take night classes.
They are worth the money. This is gorgeous. You know, I was thinking of getting us matching t-shirts for our quest. Maybe you could do the lettering and then I could get them screen printed. Something cool like Amulet Avengers or Battle Babes or...
Can we please wait to brainstorm catchy alliterative slogans until after I'm out of the port and danger zone?
Sorry. Let's look at the list. Okay. Lux the Fae, comma, swore to kill. Oh, right, I almost forgot about that. Has she been around at all since the last time? She hasn't bothered me.
Nope, slipped right into the ecosystem like I thought she would.
Perhaps Adelaide intends to send another assassin after you. Or to come after you herself.
I kinda doubt it. I mean, she paid someone to do it and they haven't done it yet. I bet Lux hasn't snitched on herself that she failed. Besides, I heard she's fighting with Petra right now, so she's probably a little too busy to be personally ruining your life.
Good point. Okay, what's next on the list?
It says, Dark Lord, comma... Wait! The Dark Lord? He was here? And you didn't tell me? This could have saved me so much trouble!
You are thinking of the Avatar of the Dark. This is a different entity altogether.
Really? Are they related at all?
I mean, they're both bad, but in completely unaffiliated ways. They just have similar aesthetics, I think.
Huh. Well, that is some confusing branding, but sure. What's his deal?
Oh, nothing, really. He's really not a bad guy.
The Dark Lord isn't a bad guy?
It wasn't the Dark Lord proper. It was Dark Lord Jr.
The son of the current Dark Lord, sent to give Sig an ultimatum. Join forces with him, or die.
Well, I notice you're not dead, so I'm guessing he is?
What? No! I didn't kill him or anything. And he didn't try to kill me either. After I told him that I wasn't going to join his unholy army, he panicked and ordered an entire chocolate cake. Then he stress-ate the whole thing at the counter.
It was extremely off-putting. He left chocolate smudges all over the counter for me to clean.
Now, give the guy a break. It's not like he wanted to be the next Dark Lord. He was born into it. I can relate. We had a good talk.
So you just talked him out of it. It was that easy?
Kinda. I don't think it ever occurred to him that he could just, you know, not do that. which you definitely can. In fact, I think I might be the world's leading expert in not doing stuff.
He was convinced to take some time to think over alternative career aspirations after his talk with Sig, and he left to do so.
There haven't been any swarms of locusts or blood rain or anything else crazy since then, so I feel like he's probably a low priority right now. Who was after him?
It just says Soul Scammer.
Right, the guy who tried to get my soul in a rigged game of Find the Lady. Guess he never got the memo about the true side. But wait, wasn't there something before him?
You are thinking about the woman with the lupine curse, but she is no longer a general threat.
Lupine? Was she a werewolf?
Close, but no.
She was under a curse that trapped her as a mindless beast, not only under the effects of the full moon, but at all times.
It's the kind of spell that needs a royal kiss to break it. She was a noblewoman, and she wouldn't marry this shady prince. So he had the court wizard curse her so her family would have to agree to let him marry her so he would fix her.
Gross!
Right? Luckily, instead of doing what he wanted, all of her siblings tracked her down, knocked her out, and brought her here.
Oh, right. You did say you were technically the prince of a bunch of places.
Yeah. I don't care about the title, but it's useful for curse breaking.
Please tell me you didn't give them a hard time and point at the no adventure sign.
Oh, come on. Give me a little credit. If you go through the trouble of bringing the kissy right to me, I would be kind of a jerk not to do the honors. The only part I don't like is when I get offered an engagement after. Ugh, it's so awkward. Especially when the girl is standing right there. It happened for the first time when I was 8. I woke up this little princess girl from a sleeping curse and her dad offered me her hand in marriage.
Did you take it?
Of course not. I asked for a toy horse and an invitation to her birthday party. We're still pen pals, actually.
Oh, idea! What if that's what the portent means? Flame as in an old flame. Anyone that you turned down seemed ticked off?
Not really. They're usually relieved.
What about that noble girl?
She definitely wasn't mad. At least, not at me. After she came out from the curse, she was so upset at the prick who did it to her that she made a vengeance pact with Happy to be able to transform at will so she could go back home and ruin him.
That's so awesome. A little aberrant one special, eh, Happy? Happy?
Oh no. The toroids.
Toroids?
Oh no. Is that what you were making when I came in? Maybe it's okay. Maybe we can save them. Maybe.
They are ruined.
I'm so sorry, Happy. I didn't realize.
What's going on? What's a toroid?
It's an aberrant one special baking recipe he's been telling me about for months. The toroid of dimension and despair.
I have been working on it in my off time since I arrived to attempt to add value to the shop by perfecting the recipe and have been met with a string of failures. I do not deserve to wear this hat.
Whoa, hey, don't say that. You're totally a business babe. And this one wasn't even your fault. I'm the one who barged in here and distracted you.
Yeah, these aren't just overcooked. They're completely burned.
They went up in flames.
Yeah, burned, like I said.
Oh, I can't believe it! This is what the portent was about? This?
It is from your past. I have been trying to make this almost since I arrived, and they did go up in flames.
I've been stressed out all morning because of a burned toroid? What a waste of time!
Is it?
It feels pretty wasted to me.
I mean, think about it, though. Visions are usually about important things, right? And it's said that the thing that burned would be from your past, and it would become your future, right?
Yeah, so?
So, say hello to your winning entry to the competition!
But I can't make a toroid. It's an aberrant one thing. Happy can't even make them.
He is correct.
Oh, buddy.
What do you mean? These are cronuts.
Crow what?
Cronuts. You know, half croissant, half donuts. See? Flaky on the inside like a croissant, but it's donut-shaped.
You know of the toroid?
Yeah, there's a place that sells these in Soho back home.
Is that what the toroid is? He never really lets me see what he's doing. That actually sounds kind of genius. I never thought to do that, but it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, people line up for blocks to get them.
Blocks? They line up for blocks?
Beyond human comprehension. Just as I said.
You're not making this up.
Nope. They're really popular. You've never heard of them?
No. Although I don't know if it matters since Happy hasn't been able to figure them out.
So, we use the internet. I bet I could get you a really easy tutorial on how to make them online if that would help.
He has to do a whole blood ritual every time he wants to look at the recipe. Yeah, I think it'll help.
The ingredients are still out in the back room from my last attempt. We can try again right now.
Guys, I got a good feeling about this. Let's bake!
Episode 8, Something Important, was written and directed by Destiny Howell. The show is produced and edited by Audio Media, with theme music by Lawrence Owen. Starring the voice talents of Wes Haas as Sig, Carson Otto as Happy, and Sarah Ruth Thomas as Bee. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to leave us a review and subscribe. You can find us online at noadventurespod.com or at our Twitter at noadventurespod for extras, transcripts, and absolutely no adventures.
You said blood ritual before? So whose blood... Actually, never mind. Forget I asked.
Sanguis populi, the blood of the people. The dark protectors of the hidden city of Azeroth, deep within the illusory forest. Familiar with death as they have eluded it, they are called upon for a desperate task. Slaying a creature from the great beyond. Blythe.
This might not be easy. Being surrounded by death. I don't understand how they can do it.
Elvira.
Someone must watch the bodies, and none do so as diligently.
Swan.
Into action so fast. I love when we get to go out.
It came from the sky. This great, pale monstrosity.
You just had to sate your hunger. You couldn't have saved it for the beasts.
I prefer the gratuity.
Vampirism is not immortality. It only prolongs the inevitable. Is this the end? For Sanguis Populi. Blood in the snow. A tale yet told. Halloween 2025.
Sorceress, lower the barrier for just a moment.
Sanguis Populi departs.
Listen to tales yet told wherever you get your podcasts.
Pocket Bard is the immersive audio app that allows game masters to weave music, ambience, and sound effects seamlessly into their games with just the push of a button. It's intuitive, easy to use, and now Pocket Bard has gone from your pocket to your PC. That's right, Pocket Bard is now available on your phone and your desktop computer, making it even easier to bring in the perfect music right when the climactic battle begins. Now, GMs who run everything from their PC have access to Pocket Bard alongside their other tools. It's the same Bard on a bigger screen. Plus, Pocket Bard is releasing their new cozy lo-fi collection for free to celebrate the new desktop version. These scenes will add even more flair to the quiet, contemplative moments of your game, where your players sit around the campfire and make plans for their next adventure. Download Pocket Bard for your phone or your computer from the App Store or straight from pocketbard.app. Hero Forge offers fully customizable tabletop miniatures with dozens of fantasy species and thousands of parts to choose from, all within your browser. They can make your perfect mini in a variety of materials, including bronze, color standees, and color plastic options. They can even put your custom miniature inside a 20-sided die so your character lives in every attack roll and every saving throw. And if you like to 3D print your own minis, Hero Forge offers downloadable model files so you can 3D print your unique designs at home. And Hero Forge is constantly expanding its catalog of customization options. New parts are added every single week, and major features like new species and custom posing are updated on a regular basis. So visit HeroForge.com to start designing your custom miniature today.